Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to go to the lines themselves. Dave of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Dave of Madison.
Good morning, and I have a couple of quick comments. I'd like to be brief, and I just want to tell you about this 81-year-old friend of mine. He happens to be, he's an avowed atheist and very outspoken, and I complained to him once that I thought that half of the people of this state and half of the people of this country are just plain stupid, and if they had their way, they'd go out, vote for Donald Trump, did I spell that right? Again, and they also refused to get shots. And I even heard a thing on PBS where the guy was asking an expert about the connection between, you know, Trumpists and people that refuse to do shots. But other than that, what I hope you'll address, Matt, or one of you guys at some point, is I've heard you call the Republicans fascists, which I thought was totally appropriate. And what is a fascist, and what is, for anybody who might care, in a totalitarianism? Yeah, I would hope that you could address that, or one of you guys.
Yeah, let me address that right now, Dave. I think that's an excellent question. When we use the word fascist, look, that word has gotten so overused. You know, you might have a teenage girl who's grounded by her father for missing curfew or something, and she goes, oh, my father's such a fascist, he won't let me use the car for a week. Or, you know, they'll talk about the soup Nazi. Remember on Seinfeld, or the soup Nazi? You don't use words like fascist and Nazi lightly like that. I strongly disagree with that. They are horrible words from history, and they should be noted in their context. So I don't use the word fascist lightly, but fascist started out with Mussolini's party in Italy before Hitler. And I think it came from the word F-A-S-C-E-S, which are a bundle of twigs that they used to kindle fire. And this was the symbol of Mussolini's party. In any event, Mussolini introduced fascism into Italy, and then Hitler, with National Socialism, introduced it into Germany. Now, what's very dangerous and really has got to understood that when Germany basically collapsed after the First World War, you know, it was devastated in the Versailles agreements. It was crippled economically for 20 years. There was briefly a communist government that ran Munich, believe it or not. And then there were insurrections against them. And throughout the 20s, there were gangs of communists and Nazis fighting each other in the streets, and the society degenerated into violence. And at one point, some senior German official, somebody said to him, there are violent anti-Semitic gangs going through Berlin. And he said, yes, but not enough of them. In other words, the business class was very, very worried about communism. They're obviously worried about Lenin, and they saw what was happening in the new Soviet Union, and they would stop it at any price. So they see a guy like Hitler, and they go, well, the guy's a clown, disgusting individual, but he'll take care of business. He'll get rid of the communists, then we'll take care of him. Well, That did not happen. That is one of the great tragedies of all history. So when I use the word fascism, I don't use it lightly. I'm not using it in the vernacular. I'm not using it just because it's a word to use. Fascism, it's a kind of authoritarianism which rejects liberal democracy, and it's not an ideology in and of itself. In other words, there's no coherent ideology that's a fascist ideology. It's simply a device that people use to keep power, to take it illegitimately and keep it illegitimately for their own purposes, to steal money, to suppress people, or just to have power. Vladimir Putin's a fascist. He has no core ideology. His ideology is to stay in power. Donald Trump's Republican Party is fascist. Why do I say that? And I say it very deliberately, because they will do anything to take power illegitimately and keep it. They reject liberal democracy. They have rejected an election in which 7 million people more voted for Joe Biden. 7 million more people voted for Joe Biden. He got 81 million votes than Donald Trump. He got 74 million. And in the 6 states that they've targeted to overturn the election, that would be Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Those states have been counted and recounted several times, in Georgia by hand. In Wisconsin, Trump paid for a recount in Brown County, Dane County, and Milwaukee County. And all it did was add votes to Biden's total. And more than 60 judicial decisions have upheld the election, and the Republican Party still contests it. And they say there was impropriety. And they're going to say we're going to have to stop those improprieties next time. And by that, they simply mean that we are going to count the votes ourselves. And we're not going to count Democratic votes if it turns out that the Republican lost. Joseph Stalin, one of the big mass murderers in history, Joseph Stalin killed 20 million people, once said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the vote. That is what the Republicans are doing. They're no longer a legitimate American party. They are a fascist party because of their leadership. Their rank and file are not fascists. Their rank and file are my friends. Their rank and file are my fellow veterans. Their rank and file are people that you and I know in Wisconsin who have been lied to by their leadership. Dave, thanks for calling in. Next, we're going to go to Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
After watching the NFL and this constant more is better, they hadn't that extra game. I would say that probably 3 of those teams didn't belong in the playoffs at all. Pittsburgh, New England, the Eagles. I'd have sooner painted a wall and watch it dry than that Eagles game. It was just terrible. And then I was wondering, I called a buddy of mine at halftime of the Cowboy game, and I said, what's the over and under on Mike McCarthy getting fired? And he said pretty good at the end of the game when he called me back. Was that not
speaking
the
of fascism, right? You know, Dick, look,
oh my
here's
God.
The deal. We're going to be playing, the Packers are going to be playing San Francisco. We're going to beat San Francisco. I think Tampa Bay is going to rear its ugly head. We're going to have quite a game coming up. Dick, thanks a lot for calling in. CJ of Stoughton, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Happy Martin Luther King Day. I've been watching Fox. They've been honoring MLK and blacks that have risen to the top in this country. It's a beautiful thing. You know, earlier this morning you were talking about, I kind of find it funny that you used character and Bill Clinton in the same sentence, because he passed 7 of the 10 contract with America items with Newt Gingrich and John Kasich. That's where we got a balanced budget. But only because he got his hands caught in the proverbial candy jar, or Monica Lewinsky. Another thing, you were talking about character as far as Kevin McCarthy. You know, and then you mentioned Alzheimer's, and I was wondering, is that like when Joe Biden refers to Kamala Harris as president?
Well, here, you said quite a mouthful. Let's review the bidding on this. Number one, Bill Clinton was the president that balanced the budget. Newt Gingrich is the guy who was the Speaker of the House. And in 1998, second term Bill Clinton, and there was that crooked impeachment of him by Ken Starr. And usually the party out of power, Republicans, will pick up 20, 30, 40 seats. The Republicans lost 8 more seats and they got rid of Newt Gingrich because he was ineffective. He's a very lazy individual and he brought nothing to the government. Bill Clinton was one of the great presidents of the 20th century. He brokered the Irish peace accords. The reason why there's peace in Northern Ireland right now is because of Bill Clinton and Tony Blair. Okay. Tony Blair was a great British prime minister. Bill Clinton, a great, great president. He also brokered the Camp David Accords. And he brokered peace for the time being in the Middle East. He brokered the Dayton Accords, the peace in the Balkans. He was the most successful president outside of Franklin Roosevelt in the 20th century. And so I have nothing but good things to say about him. Joe Biden's a very polite guy. Joe Biden stuttered when he was a kid. He was beaten up in school for being a stutterer by bullies. And that's he got himself in shape, fought back, was a great athlete in high school, good man. So when a poor guy who's a stutterer, and there are things that you do to overcome stuttering. One of them is you'll always see him holding a pen and having a tactile object there right in your hand apparently helps a lot. And he has some stock phrases to get his thoughts back on mind. So whether he refers to a vice president as president or vice president, Kamala Harris is not the president. Everybody knows she's not the president. She's she does what she's told. And so that's just the way it is. So Kevin McCarthy doesn't have Alzheimer's. He's not telling the truth. CJ, think about this. You don't have to fess up on the air. I'm not going to put you in a spot. Do you think that Kevin McCarthy doesn't remember that taped audio of him going, I talked to Trump. Trump says he takes responsibility. That doesn't, you really think he's telling the truth when he says he doesn't remember it? It's not Alzheimer's. He's just not telling the truth. And then when he goes, yeah, and I did say that I wanted the grand jury to look at it with an independent bipartisan investigation. Do you truly believe he doesn't remember saying that? It's on the video. How about looking at the video, Jack? You know, you say to him, how about looking at the video, Jack? Okay, thanks a lot for calling in. As always, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such number. Such zone. Return the sender. Return.